40 days I beheld the city, and on the 41st day I entered into it. And lo, the whole company of the inhabitants had each but a single eye and but one hand. And I was astonished and said to myself, shall they of this so holy city have but one eye and one hand? Then I saw that they too were astonished, for they were marvelling greatly at my two hands and my two eyes. And as they were speaking together, I inquired of them, saying, is this indeed the blessed city, where each man lives according to the Scriptures? And they said, yes, this is that city. And what, said I, hath befallen you? And where are your right eyes and your right hands? And all the people were moved, and they said, come thou and see. And they took me to the temple in the midst of the city. And in the temple I saw a heap of hands and eyes, all withered. And I said, alas, what conqueror hath committed this cruelty upon you? And there went a murmur amongst them, and one of their elders stood forth and said, this doing is of ourselves. God hath made us conquerors over the evil that was in us. And he led me to a high altar, and all the people followed, and he showed me above the altar an inscription graven, and I read, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Then I understood, and I turned about to all the people and cried, hath no man or woman among you two eyes or two hands? And they answered me, saying, no, not one. There is none whole, save such as are yet too young to read the Scripture and understand its commandment. And when we had come out of the temple, I straightway left that blessed city, for I was not too young, and I could read the Scripture. The good God and the evil God. The good God and the evil God met on the mountain top. The good God said, good day to you, brother. The evil God did not answer. And the good God said, oh, you are in a bad humor today.
Yes, said the evil God. For of late I've often been mistaken for you, called by your name, and treated as if I were you, and it ill pleases me.
And the good God said,
but I too have been mistaken for you and called by your name.
The evil God walked away, cursing the stupidity of man. Defeat. Defeat. My defeat, my solitude, and my aloofness. You are dearer to me than a thousand triumphs, and sweeter to my heart than all world glory. Defeat, my self-knowledge, and my defiance. Through you I know that I am yet young and swift of foot, and not to be trapped by withering laurels. And in you I have found aloneness, and the joy of being shunned, scorned. Defeat, my shining sword and shield. In your eyes I have read that to be enthroned is to be enslaved, and to be understood is to be levelled down, and to be grasped is but to reach one's fullness, and like a ripe fruit to fall and be consumed. Defeat, my bold companion. You shall hear my songs and my cries and my silences, and none but you shall speak to me of the beating of wings and urging of seas and of mountains.